Like I said, I just treat every year as a find a way to get better as a player mentally and physically. And that's what I'm doing going into this year, but I didn't look at it as a bad season or nothing like that.
Was there pressure at all that came with the contract last year?
No, it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't no pressure at all. I mean, that's part of the business. And it's a blessing. I'm thankful to be going into my fifth year in the NFL. But it's a hard thing to do, and now I'm just trying to maintain it and keep getting better and stay in the league as long as I can.
With Clinton Dix and Hyde kind of converting a little bit back, how much better is that safety group as a whole, you think, coming into this season?
I think we have a real good group. The competition in that room is going to bring the best out of everyone, and that's what you need, good, healthy competition. I mean, you got Michael Hyde, you got Ha-Ha, you got Chris Banjo, Sean Richardson. We got our rookies, Tanner and Charles. So, I mean, like, looking forward to training camp. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, it's going to be good, healthy competition. But at the same time, we support one another, and we have a good room in there.
If Clinton Dix plays up to expectations, does that free you up more than maybe with what you're able to do with MD? Because it seems like you're kind of maybe in the box maybe more than even Dom would have wanted.
I mean, like I said, the safety position, there's no really determining factor who's going to be in the box, who's not. I mean, Ha is a great player. You can see it from his college film. You've seen it throughout the OTAs. He's been doing a great job picking up the defense, but also you give MD his credit. He's a great NFL safety, and I think his play and athletic ability is real underrated. But, I mean, it was no different, really, because at the end of the day, you have to back each other up out there. It's no one person doing everything. We work together on the stream back there.
Okay, but if you're able to play deep more often, they would put you in position more often when it's big plays.
I mean, you can sit back and say that, but I mean, at the end of the day, you can make plays in the box just as much as you make plays back deep. It's just all about what defense you're in, trusting your defense, trusting your technique, trusting the man beside you. Like I said, you can't go in worrying about, oh, I need to get an interception, I need to get an interception, because that'll take you out of position. So you just trust the defense, and when those plays come, when those interceptions come, they come in bunches.
Do you consider your strength deep or more in the box? Are you 50-50 in terms of where you think you're at your best?
I feel like I'm a safety, so I can play strong safety or free safety. It really doesn't matter.
You always maintain your temperament. Is that important to being a professional athlete? Is that just who Morgan is? Or are we just seeing one side of it?
No, I really feel you got to have, I know just learning coming into the league, just seeing guys like Nick, Charlie Pepper, and talking to Coach Perry, they always say the same thing about you got to keep an even keel type mindset. You can't get too high with the highs, can't get too low with the lows, because the great thing about this game is it's going to challenge you every day to get better and show improvement. So what you did yesterday or last season, it doesn't really matter. Your next performance is your best performance.